Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Bulldog Podcast. This week, your hosts are Sam Gilman and Emma Dramansky. In this episode, we will be discussing some of the effects of Hurricane Ida, specifically New Jersey, with our guests from the Environmental Club. Welcome, and would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Darby Lee Staff. I'm the president of the Environmental Club.
I'm Maya Sulin. I'm a junior and I'm the vice president of the Environmental Club.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. We're so happy to have you on. And so we'll just get started with our first question. So how have like do you guys have any people close to or people you know that been directly affected by Hurricane Ida or like or just people in the community?
I mean, me personally, I don't have anyone directly like that I know that was affected, but I do know that, our community in Englewood was affected.
Yeah, of course.
So that kind of affects me too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know a lot of there's been a lot of news on families affected at Dwight and at Englewood and seniors being displaced, and we're doing fundraisers for that. And again, me either. I don't know anyone personally, but like Maya said, it's like when someone in your community, even if you don't know them personally, is affected, it's like it affects you too, and you want to like do your best to
Yeah.
help.
So, I guess like have you remembered any other hurricanes compared to this? I guess there was Sandy, that was kind of like before us.
Yeah, and
So,
like in comparison to like other storms, like how has like Hurricane Ida stood out and like the ways it affected Englewood?
I mean, like personally, I don't really like the really big hurricanes I remember where it was when I was a lot younger and I wasn't so like involved with the environment and climate change. I also wasn't old enough to fully like understand the causes of hurricanes and the effects as well. But now that I'm older and like I saw with my own eyes the effects of this huge hurricane, that's why this hurricane stood out to me most. You know what I mean?
I agree. Honestly, I think being in such a big community like this, also, I live in New York, the school's in New Jersey, so I think it's a different atmosphere, different community. And the other hurricanes that I remember, like Sandy, even if I just remember a bit, I was in a different environment, had a different community around me. Being in kind of just like this huge, welcoming, warming community as Dwight Englewood, it's definitely I think I can recognize the love and support that just runs through the Dwight Englewood school community.
Yeah, and you kind of touched on this a little bit, and I'm sure like having Hurricane Ida especially hit like so close to home. So like can you talk a little bit about like some of the efforts that the Spirit Week has been about for helping in Hurricane Ida and just other things that Dwight Englewood has been doing?
I'm gonna be honest, I can't remember specifically, but I know there have been at least one or two fundraisers that have been part of Spirit Week to raise money for the Bergen Family Center and displaced seniors and displaced families in general, just helping them really get back up on their feet. If you see the photos of like the Englewood community, just the houses, roofs ripped off, and that's happened to some people in our school. And just, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, also, I do know that every advisory was given me is Dwight Englewood like postcards. And
Care package.
yeah, and we're putting the postcards in a care package that every advisory is making for these displaced. I think it's just for the seniors, these care packages, I believe, who are actually like living in hotels right now, which is so terrible and heartbreaking. And I mean, I just know that our school is made up of so many different people from different communities, from places all over different towns and cities, and I think that we did a really good job kind of coming together to help Englewood. And I think that what Spirit Week is doing is really, really great.
So do you guys, as the leaders of the Environmental Club, do you have any plans to make Dwight Englewood more environmentally friendly or to affect the Englewood community at large? Because as we know, climate change is on the rise.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're always sharing news with not only our members, but the school concerning how climate change, how hurricanes, natural disasters are affecting not only our own little communities, our own little worlds, but also just in general, the entire globe, international communities. And I think education is so important. And I think with education, we can act on it more. We can understand why we're trying to fight climate change and combat it and save our communities from things like these. You know, there are growing storms, growing natural disasters because of climate change. And I think once more people understand why, I think it could prompt them to act on it more, share the news, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, adding on to Darby, like, our club is really, you know, focused on climate change and environmental causes and things that we can do in school. And we're actually in the midst of the process of getting a grant from an alumni at school who was the president of the Environmental Club, I believe in 2009, yeah. Right?
Will Greenbaum.
Yeah. And, you know, he's this great, great guy who actually works with some sort of company actually in the environment, like working with the environment of some sort.
He's an engineer, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, like, we're doing things like that to kind of, you know, like physical things, but we're also, like, our main priority is to educate people, not only people in our club, but people, you know, in our school. And, you know, I've had so many people ask me, like, why do you guys always do so many announcements at morning meetings? And I'm like,
we have to keep educating people.
Exactly. And, like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And this grant, for example, we're really excited because this is something where people have a lot of flexibility. I read an article for Spectrum and it was titled A Bucket of Penny for Your Thoughts. Because this is a huge opportunity for people who want to innovate and who have ideas and are creative. And I think this is an excellent place for that creativity and those ideas to meet environmentally.
Yeah, well, thank you guys so much for doing this and hopping on with us. Hearing about all these plans of the Environmental Club is definitely inspiring, especially since after Hurricane Ida, I'm sure so many people's hopes are down. And it's really exciting that the school has been, you know, taking steps to help the community, especially in Englewood. And yeah, and I know Spirit Week's going on. I think the Coin Wars is the specific student-run fundraiser that you guys are talking about for, you know, to help the Bergen Family Center. So all our listeners out there, contribute to that, you know. We have our Environmental Club people on here. So you gotta fight for that. You gotta contribute. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.